Okay, so tonight's Divrei Torah, there's no limited time. Tonight's Divrei Torah should be l'refuah shlema for Mordechai HaLevi and Miriam Rachel. He should have a refuah shlema. He had a serious surgery this afternoon. We said a couple of nights ago, the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Zayin has an interesting machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether Kohanim Mizmanazer are allowed to drink wine or not. And we discussed a lot about that issue, and now I just want to touch upon another piece to that puzzle, which really relates to the issue of slichus, and that is with the following introduction. The Gemara says in Menachos Bolton Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis and Himsachem Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, the same Gemara, Tanya ben Bagba Gomer, Minayin Latamid Shetan Bikur Dalad Yomim Kodem Shchita. How do you know that before one is Makar Bekarbon Tamid that he has to check the animal? Bikur means you have to look and make sure that there's no mum on this animal. So how do we know that this is the halacha? Says the Gemara, Tamalama Tishmeru Lahakr Liba Mado. By the Karban Pesach, the first time they brought a Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim, so Klal Yisrael had to check it every day to make sure that it didn't have any mum. So over here also, by the Karban Tamid, it says, so we learn from the fact that it says Tishmeru and Mishmeres, so that means that we can transfer the halacha from the Karban Pesach to the Karban Tamid, and therefore one has to make sure to check the Karban Tamid for 4 days before actually offering it on the Mizbech. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamidim u'Musafim, an interesting halacha. The Rambam only quotes this din of Bikur by the Hakravas Karban Tamid. He doesn't quote it by any of the other Karbanos, which is a very striking halacha in the Rambam. Why should this be the case? If we're in fact looking for a mum in the Karban, so then we should have to check every single one of the Karbanos that were makrib. So the Minchas Chinuch is already bothered by this. The Brisker Rav has a whole long piece on it, but let's leave that for now. The Chazanish has an interesting suffix. And that suffix that he raises is, should we assume that every single one of these 4 days, the carbon has to be actually checked? Or should we assume that bechad bikur sagi? Should we assume that just once within the 4 day period before the carbon is brought, if a person looks at the carbon and makes sure it doesn't have any mumin, that's good enough? So it would seem from the Elia Rabba in Hilchos Slichos and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, strange place to bring a raya from, but in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, the Elia Rabba tells us, and the Berheita quotes us later as well, that the reason why we start saying slichos at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, let's say Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Tuesday and we're not going to have 3 days between Matzah Shabbos and Tuesday, so then we start the week before. Why? Why is it so important that we have 4 days of saying slichos before Rosh Hashanah? Says the Elia Rabba, the reason for this is because by all the karbanos it says Alashanav v'hikravtem. However, by the Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah, it says Va'asisem. So the Elia Rabba quotes from earlier Achronim that this is coming to teach us that on Rosh Hashanah, a person has to actually make himself like the Karban. Not just V'hikravtem, that I bring something else onto the Mizbeach, but on Rosh Hashanah, a person is actually offering himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he writes that this is why, just like by Karbanos, we need 4 days of checking before we can offer out in the Mizbeach. So too over here, we need to check ourselves and work on ourselves for 4 days before we can enter Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, says the Elia Rabba, one has to be careful that there are always 4 days of reciting slichos before Rosh Hashanah actually comes in. So from this Elia Rabba, it would seem that one has to actually do it every single one of the 4 days. Again, the Chazanish has a suffix. Should we assume that every single day of those 4 days before the Hakravas HaKarban, one has to check it? Or do we just assume that once is good enough? So it would seem from the Elia Rabba, from the fact that he says we have to say slichos for 4 days before, it would seem that one, before bringing a carbon, one would have to actually bring the carbon to be checked every single one of the 4 days preceding the Hakravas HaKarban. So this is in fact a machlokes of Rishonim already. The Rambam and Rashi and Psachim Daf Tzadi Vav already have such a machlokes. Should we assume that one has to check the carbon every day? Or should we assume that just once within the 4 day span is good enough? Be it as it may, the Gemara has in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara tells us the following din. The halacha obviously is one is allowed to be makarv a carbon tamid on Shabbos. Why? It's an issa d'araisa to shecht a carbon on Shabbos. The answer is because any carbon that's kavua lozman, any carbon that has a specific time that was set for it to be brought, is allowed to be brought on Shabbos as well. So therefore, carbon tamid, which has to be brought every single day, we are allowed to shecht it even on Shabbos. Although it's a malacha, we allow that on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what happens if they make a mistake? They bring a carbon tamid on Shabbos as they're supposed to, but they forgot to check the carbon before they brought it. So what happens then? So says the Gemara, chayiv chatos, whichever kohen actually was makriv the carbon on the mizbeach has to bring a chatos. V'tzarech tamid acher. Says the Gemara, we have to bring another carbon tamid. Now, I would have said that that would only be the case. When do I have to bring another Karban Talmid if later on we find out that the one we brought that wasn't checked was a Baal Mum, wasn't good? But no, says the Taisus over there and the Meiri on the Daf, they both explain the same, that no, even if we go ahead and we check the animal later on, and we find out that it was a Tum, that it had no Mumin at all, that everything was perfect with the animal, still say the Rishonim, they are chayv to bring a Chatos, because they did something wrong, and they have to bring another Karban Talmid. So what do you see from here? The Acharonim point out that you see from these Rishonim that the din of bikur of a carbon, of checking an animal, is not simply a lechatchila. It's not just a nice thing to do. It's something that's even ma'akev in the hakravas ha-carbon. If one went ahead and was not checked carbon properly before he brought it onto the mizbeach, that is ma'akev the whole carbon. And even if later on we find out that the carbon was a tam, that everything was fine with it, it didn't have a mum at all, still, that would stop us from being mekayim our mitzvah of hakravas carbon tamid. This is a little bit hard to understand, because I would have assumed that the whole checking of the carbon before one offers it is just to make sure it doesn't have a mum. So it's a little bit of a strange halacha. So in fact, some want to suggest the idea that the checking of a carbon is not just to make sure it's a tam. In fact, maybe there's another halacha when it comes to carbonos, and that is that it should be a tamim. That although it could be perfect animal, but also it has to have this elevated status of tamim. That after one checks it for 4 days, then it gets the elevated status of tamim, and then we could offer it. Sounds like a funny idea, but we have a similar type of concept in the Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this at length, that the Chinuch tells us in Mitzvah's essay Kuf Nun Gimel that one is supposed to check an animal before he shechts it. V'hivdaltem bein hatameh uvein hatar. A person is supposed to make sure that the animal that he's eating is not a behemah tmeya. He has to make sure that the animal that he's choosing to shech is a behemah that he's actually allowed to eat. It's for human consumption. So let's say a person shechted an animal and he didn't check before. He thought it was, he didn't think, he just took an animal and he shechts it right away. And then it turns out that it was a cow. So what's the halach in such a case? So says the Chinuch, what happens if a person goes ahead and he does it? Im achal behema v'labadka kodem sha'achal. Let's say I go ahead and I eat it. And I forgot to check before. And it turns out that everything was really okay. It was a cow. And I ate a steak that was kosher, the same kind of steak I would eat on a regular night. Says the Chinuch, Bitul Esezu, Afim Nodolo Achakach Shebehema Zug Sheira Haisa. So it's a similar type of idea, that the checking over there of the Behema, Lahavdil Ben Hatame, or Ben Hatar, is not simply to make sure that I'm eating kosher. It sounds like there's a separate mitzvah essay. A person has to make sure to look at the animal before he shechts it and before he puts it into his mouth and make sure that what he's eating is kosher. And even if later on it turns out that everything he did was kehalacha, that doesn't help the fact that he was mevatel the mitzvah seser. So too over here, that by the bikur akarbanos, although it turns out later on that the carbon may have been kosher, and that there was no mum at all, and everything was tam, still, it wasn't raised to the elevated status of tamim, since it was not checked for the 4 days, and therefore they are not mekayim their mitzvah, if they're makir a carbon tamid without checking it. So, the question, again, getting back to the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Zayin, we had a machlokes hatanoim whether or not Kohanim are allowed to drink wine. What was the Gemara's concern? The Chachamim were concerned, maybe a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine because Mehera Yibana Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is going to be built and we're not going to have any sober Kohanim. So no one's going to be able to do Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Asks, many of the Achronim ask the following question that the Gemara tells us in Menachos Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, E Mechanchem Es Hamizbeach El Betamid Shel Shachar. The only way you're able to start off the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is by bringing first a Tamid Shel Shachar, and only then can you continue. So what's the whole concern here, right? You have to check the animal for 4 days before you bring the Karban Tamid. The Rambam says, that's the only place the Rambam quotes this din, that you have to check the animal is by the Karban Tamid. Well, if that's the case, what is our whole concern for Kohanim drinking wine Mizman Hazeh? Because we're not going to have a Kohen that's sober. In 4 days, he'll get sober. What's the problem? That's the kasha that many, many Acharonim ask. How could it be that the Gemara actually has a shita that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine Mizman Hazeh? What is the whole concern? They have 4 days to get sober. If you have to start off the Avodah with a Karban Tamid has to be brought after it's checked for 4 days. So what is the concern at all? Similarly, the Shagasari writes in his Ha'aris, in his Gvuras Ari on Maseches Tainus, so he points out that the latest point that a person can bring a Karban Tamid in the morning is Arba Shos, or Chatzos, right? You can't bring it any later than that. So Tamid Shel Shachar, that's the only way we could start off the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Nu, so every day, once 12 o'clock strikes, we should say, all Kohanim are allowed to drink wine. What's the problem? By the time tomorrow morning rolls around, everyone will be sober. You've never seen a person who's drunk straight through for a few days. So, What? No, but that's what the Gemara says. Can only start the avoda, the rolling of the ball with the avoda, only with the tamid shel shachar. That's what the Gemara says in Menachos. Well, if that's true, then we have these two questions. Number one, why are we concerned that Kohanim can't drink? They should have 4 days to get sober. Number two, even if you get around that problem, still we have a new problem. After Chatzos every single day, let them go ahead and have a good time because there's no problem. By tomorrow morning, they'll all be sober. So this is the question that many Achronim ask. So the Chazon Ish...
Do Kohanim have to do the beaker?
So 1 second. So the Chazon Ish points out, as a possible suggestion to answer this question, the Chazon Ish writes that maybe we're going to have some tzaddik in the world who all these years he's been sitting there checking a carbon every day, and the carbon does not have to be checked by a kohen specifically, because generally I bring my carbon to the Beis HaMikdash on the day that I am ready to bring it. So I'm checking it at home. I'm making sure that it's okay. So a regular person is allowed to do it. Says the Chazon Ish, maybe there's a big tzaddik out there who's the same way the Chafetz Chaim had his little suitcase ready to go to Yerushalayim. Maybe there's a tzaddik who's sitting there and checking over a few sheep, a few kosher animals to make sure that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, right away we're going to be ready to bring it. And the Chazon Ish says this is all based on the idea, Chazon Ish has his own chiddush, that one is allowed to check the carbon before he's makdish it. That's a big chiddush that the Chazon Ish has. I would have assumed the only time you can check it is after you makdish it and you designate it as a carbon, then you go ahead and you check it to make sure that it's ready to be fitting to actually be brought. But the Chazon Ish has a chiddush that no, one can even check an animal before he's makdish it. So therefore the Chazon Ish says we have to be concerned. Why does the Gemara say Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine bizman hazeh? Because we have to be concerned there's some tzaddik out there in the world who's actually been checking the carbon, and although he hasn't yet been makdish it because there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we shouldn't just be makdish carbonus bizman hazeh, says the Chazon Ish, we have to be concerned about this, and therefore Kohanim can't drink wine. That's what he writes. Big chiddush. Big chiddush. What?
Who's going to do the four avodas? If in the street, who's going to do the avoda?
Yeah. What's the problem with the avoda?
Who's going to do the halakha?
You're saying if they're drunk.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yes,
that's exactly what he says. We might have someone who's been checking for the last 4 days, and now the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and everyone's going to be drunk. That's exactly what he says. That's why Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine. That's exactly what the Chazon Ish writes. But this chiddush is not so simple, because the Turi Yevan writes in Megillah that not so fast. He disagrees, not with the Chazon Ish, he wasn't in the same generation, he was way before, but the Turi Yevan assumes as a Davar Pashut, one can't check a carbon before he's makdish it. The steps of the process are, first be makdish your carbon, then you go ahead and you check it, and then you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore the Chazon Ish's answer won't hold any weight if you learn like the Turi Yevan. So what's another suggestion? Says the Toras Chesed that maybe, you're right, l'chatchila we're supposed to check the animal every single one of the 4 days. But the only one of the days of the beaker that's ma'akev is the last one, the day of the hakrava. You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, now you gotta make sure that you check it, that there's no mumen, that there's nothing wrong with the animal at all. So he suggests, the Taras Chesed, Lublina Rav, that maybe this is why we have to be concerned, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is gonna be built tomorrow morning, someone's gonna quickly go ahead and check it. Ah, you didn't check it for the last 3 days, okay, it's the Shasat Chak, it's B'diyevet, what can you do? So go ahead, check it the day of the hakrava, and that's good enough. A third suggestion, possibly, that the Gur Sari suggests, is that we also have the avoda of hadlakas hamenorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So yes, you're right, we're going to need 4 days in order to check a carbon, but for the hadlakas hamenorah, we're still going to need a kohen who could do the avoda, who's sober. So you're right, we might have to wait 4 days until we could get going with the carbon tamid, but we could already get going right away with the hadlakas hamenorah. So therefore he says that's his idea of why we should assume that kohanim would not be allowed to drink wine bizman hazeh, because you still have to be concerned about the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Just one last point. We mentioned that the Elia Rabbah writes that the reason why we say slichas 4 days before Rosh Hashanah is because one should consider it as if he himself is being makriv, his own body, his own guf, as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he points out, this is why by all the rest of their karbanos it says va'asisem, and by this, I'm sorry, v'ikraptem, and over here it says va'asisem. By the karbanos of Rosh Hashanah, I am offering myself as a carbon, as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way the Tur quotes it, the Ber Hetiv and the Elia Rabbah, they all write the same idea. So Rabbi Asher Weiss points out beautifully, and he says, I just want to close with this, he says, V'kana ben Shoal. So if we assume that this is correct, then in fact, the reason why we say Slichos for 4 days is because we're being makar of ourselves, says Rabbi Asher Weiss, Ha tenach bebedikas ha-karbanim yimtze bo mum yirad she'istayv. What happens if I find a mum in a carbon? So you let it roam around in the barn, then it gets a mum, the yavi acharbim kama, I'll bring something else new, so this one has a mum, I can't bring it, so you bring another one. Aval im chalila nimtzumun ba'atzmenu. Let's say I check through myself. I have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. I'm supposed to be looking through myself. I'm supposed to be makrin myself. I'm supposed to offer myself as a carbon. What happens if I find the moon in myself? Then what do I do? Ana anubayim umi yavo bim komenu. When it comes to karbanos, if you find the mum on the karban, bring something else. No. What happens if you find the mum on the individual who's supposed to be makriv himself? Big trouble. Big trouble. So then he says, Elanira dihini adua de mum over eno posalas a karban. So Rashi Weiss writes that obviously the only mum that's going to pasal a karban is a mum kavua, a mum that's there to stay, a permanent mum. But if someone just has a mum over, so he does tshuva, so that could get him through it. So that's the way we assume by a behema. If a behema only has a mum over, that could get him through. So that's the same over here. If our aver is, if we look at them as simply a mum over, we can't look at them as something that defines us. That can't be the defining characteristic, because if it was, then how could we be va'asisim on Rosh Hashanah? How could we offer ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could it be? We have a mum. The halacha is by a bal mum. The bal carbon has to go ahead and find a different one. You replace it with another one. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah as well, a person has to view himself as simply a mum over. And when he does tshuva, those mumen will go away. They won't define him. He'll really be able to move on without them. And therefore, that is the way we're able to offer ourselves after the 4 days of slichas. That's the way we're able to present ourselves to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu as perfect Bali HaKarban, as perfect people who want to offer ourselves to Hashem and give Him everything that we have. Wish everyone a wonderful evening.